Okay, today's daf is Brachos daf Mem Aleph. We left off in daf Mem Amid Beis. The Mishnah said in daf Mem Amid Beis that there is a machlokas in terms of making a bracha on chometz, novlos, and govai. The Tanakhama said it's shakol niyabedvar, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, anything that's min klala ain't mevarchin alav. So we know what chometz are, we know what govai are. Chometz is vinegar, govai is grasshoppers. But what about novlos? So we haven't discussed that yet. So we're holding 10 lines from the bottom of the page. Roughly 10, 11 lines from the bottom of the page. V'al ha-novlos. So it says, my novlos. What are novlos? Rabbi Zeri, Rabbi La, charam or bushle kamra, v'charam or tamri dezika. Some say it's dried out dates. Bushle kamra, Rashi says, means more than dried out. It's dates that were burnt by the sun. And the other one says, tamri dezika, dates that were blown off the trees by the wind. So tanan, Rabbi Yudom, or kol shumin klala in v'archon alav. So Rabbi Yehuda says, we can't make a bracha on these items because they're all min klala. So if you're going to say that they were burnt by the sun, so that's min klala, because they were perfectly good dates, and then they were burnt by the sun, so they were ruined. So that's terrible. But if they're just blown off the trees by the wind, so now you don't have to pick them. They're on the ground, you pick them up and eat them. So why is that a min klala? What's so bad about that? So Ashara says, no, maybe when Rabbi Yehuda says that we don't make a bracha on a min klala, he wasn't arguing about novlos. He was arguing about govah, because he thought grasshoppers are min klala, since they could ruin your fields. And he was arguing about chometz, since vinegar happens when wine sours. But he wasn't arguing about novlos, he was only arguing about the other two items that the Tanakham had mentioned. Ikadamri, others say the kasha the following way. Bishlam, manyam, bushle kamra, hainu dem varchin alayu shahakol. El manyam, tatmi dezika, shahakol? Bar priyes min boi lil vruche. How could the, we're not asking within Rabbi Yehuda, we're asking within Tanakama. Tanakama says for all these three things you make a shahakol. So if the dates were ruined and were changed by the sun, so I understand why you might say a shahakol on them. They're no longer something chashuv. But if they were just blown off the tree and they're regular dates, they just happen to not be on the tree anymore, why would you make a shakel? You should make a bar priyates. Says Gemara, El benovlos stama kuliam lo pligi debush likamrininu. Now what you have to say is, normally when we say novlos, just the word novlos, it means that they were burnt by the sun. Ki pligi benovlos tamara. They argue when something is called novlos tamara. That's the machlokas. When you just use the word novlos, like it does in our Mishnah, it's clearly talking about something that was ruined, something that was hurt by the sun, that was burnt. Novlos tamara is a machlokas. Where do we ever find in a Mishnah that phrase novlos tamara? So the Tanan, we have the following Mishnah in Meseches Demai. Demai in general, the halacha is that on a daraisa level, rov amei aretz ma'asrin hein, that if you buy produce from an amei aretz on a daraisa level, you have the right to assume, just like buying from any other Jew, that trumas and maisos were already taken off from it and that you could eat it. But because there was a significant enough minority of amaratzim that were not careful about trumas and maisos, and when I say trumas and maisos, I mean maisros, all the amaratzim were careful about truma gadola, it was only about maisos that they weren't careful about, but because there was a significant enough minority of amei aretz that were not careful about maestros, so the chum were misakein that when you buy produce from amei aretz, you have to take off maestros. But because it's only a din d'rabbanan in the first place, there are certain leniencies that the rabbanan permit with demai that they won't necessarily permit with something that's tevel vadai, when you buy something that you know trumas and maestros were not taken off. So the Mishnah in demai tells us hakalin shabat demai. These are the items that we could be makel with when it comes to demai. Hashisin, Vaharimin, Vahauzradin, the Gemara is going to translate each of these things. Vinoshuach, Vinoshikma, Vigufnin, Vinitzba, Vinovlos Tamara. Last item on the list is the item that we're talking about. Novlos Tamara, we're going to see that's where there's a machlokas, how to define it. But first we define all the other items on the list. Shisin, Amar Rabba Bar Brachan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Min Te'enim. It's a certain type of fig called Shisin. So that's Kalim Shev Demai, meaning the Chacham were Mekel on the Demai of these fruits, that if you buy these from an Amar Aretz, you're not going to have to take off Maestros. So apparently this type of Te'enim that we're talking about is very not Chashuv, and therefore the Amar Aretz is not going to hesitate to take off maestros. The whole reason in general he might hesitate to take off maestros is because he's stingy. He wants to keep a little more for himself. But these aren't good anyway, so he doesn't care so much. He'll take off maestros from it. Rimin, kandi. Rimin means something called kandi, whatever that is. Hozradin, tulshi. Hozradin are tulshi. Rashi says kolmashi. I'm not sure what any of them are. But oshuach, am rabar b'chan, am rabbi yochanan, te'eni chivarta. It's some sort of white fig. But oshikma, Amar Rav Bar Chanan Rav Yochanan Duvli. Rav Shikma is Duvli. Gufnin Shili Gufni. Gufnin are some type of unripened grapes. Nitzba Parcha. Nitzba is Parcha. So just defining all these fruits. Novos Tamara. What are Novos Tamara? Here's the one that that is needed for our context. Rabbi Love, Rabbi Zera, Chadar Mabushli Kamara, Vachadar Matamri Dezika. So one says it's dates that were burnt by the sun. The other one says no, dates that are blown off the tree. So Bishlam Landi Mabushli Kamara Hainu Dukhtani Akalan Shabdamai. So if it was burnt by the sun, I understand why we're going to be makel when it comes to demai. Sveikon Hu Depater Havadon Chayiv. That when it's a suffix, because you bought it from an Amaret and you don't know if he took off Chumas and Maestros, so then you're going to say it's Pater. But if it were Vadai, if it were a situation where you knew for sure that Chumas and Maestros were not taken off from it, so you'd be Chayiv. El Manya Matamri Dezika, but if we're talking about dates that were blown off of the tree, Vadot and Chayiv, Hefkerininu. Why would you say that when you know for sure the Chumas and Maestros were not taken off, that it's going to be Chayiv? After all, isn't it Hefker? And if it's Hefker, it's Pater from Chumas Maestros anyway. So why are we Makel just because it's Demai? We should be Makel anyway. Anything that's Hefker, even if it's not Demai, even if you don't get it from an Amaretz, anything Hefker is Pater. Says the Gemara, Hachamai Eskinon Shasan Goren. We're talking over here where you process it, you pile it all together, and you process it like you would your normal produce. Dom Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochum, Mishum Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Haleket Vashicha Vapeh, Shasan Goren, Hukvu Ulamaiser, that whenever you have leket shicha opeya, normally it's not chayiv in maestros, even generally speaking, it's pater from maestro. So, but if the ani puts it together and is a son goren and he processes it normally, so then it becomes chayiv in maestro midrabanan, because someone's going to see that and they're going to think, oh, that's a person gathering in his produce from his field. They're going to think it's his normal produce. So, whenever it's a son goren, it looks like normal produce. So, midrabanan, it becomes chayiv in maestro. That's why, had it been a Vadai, it would be Chayiv Maestro. But when it comes to Demai, we're going to be Mekel anyway, because to double the Rabbanan decided to be Mekel in that case anyway. There is an interesting discussion in Rishonim and Achronim. What's the difference between Hefker and Yeyush? We have the concept of Yeyush, we know from Bab Metzia, that a person gives up hope of ever getting something back. So Tosfos Maseches Baba Kama Daf Samach Vav is Mechalik, that Yeyush is not really Hefker. It's not the same status as complete Hefker. So the Ketzos and Simon Tav Vav and the Nesivos and Simon Reish Samach Beis explain the Chilik, that Hefker already leaves the Rishus HaBailim, already leaves the property of the owner before anyone else has taken possession of it. As opposed to Yeyush, does not leave the Rishus of the owner unless someone else has already taken possession of it. Meaning Yeyush doesn't mean anything, it's still owned by the original owner until someone else takes it. Hefker, if I'm mafkir something, it's already ownerless. If I want it back, I would have to be chozer v'zoche min a hefker. I would need to make a new kinyan, because it's not mine once I'm mafkir something. Yeyush, I wouldn't need to make a new kinyan, because it's still in my bailus. I still own it till someone else takes it. So Rav Yashu just points out, from our sugya, it's clear that by maestros, that when it comes to maestros, Yeyush is pater from maestros the same way Hefker is pater from maestros. Because Tamri Dezika, dates that are blown off a tree, the Bailam is misyayish from them, he's not mafkir them. Meaning, you know, yet we say that it has a din of Hefker when it comes to maestros, that it's going to be pater from maestros. What, he openly makes them Hefker? No, he doesn't make them. To make something Hefker, you have to make it Hefker. You have to say it's Hefker. Yeyush just means that in your mind, you don't ever plan on being able to get it back, but you don't have to actively make it Hefker. When the dates are blown off the tree, he doesn't go out in his field and declare them Hefker. It's just that in his mind, he doesn't think he's ever going to be able to get them. He doesn't think he's ever going to be able to pick them. So at least, even though in general we may have chilukim between Hefker and Yeyush, at least in regards to maestros, we see that the din of Hefker being Pater is not only a din in Hefker, it's a din in Yeyush as well. Ikata Amri, we're in the last two words of the page of Memo of the Days. Ikata Amri, Bishlam Lan Yamar Tamri Dezika, Hainu Da'ach Karila Novel Stam of Asim Karila Tamara. That if you say that It means wind-blown dates. So I understand why in one place you'd call them novlos, and the other place you'd call them tamari. You'd call them novlos tamari, because there's a difference. They're talking about two different things. That one is talking about wind-blown, one is talking about sunburnt. El man yomer, meaning in our Mishnah, when it just says novlos tam, it's sunburnt dates, and I understand why wind-blown dates will have a different name. El man yomer bushle kamara. But if you hold that even novli tamari means sunburnt dates, Nisni Idividi novels tomorrow, Idividi novels tama. So why isn't it called the same thing in both places? The Mishnah and the Maya, in our Mishnah, why does it give it two different titles, two different names to the same thing? Says Gemara Kasha. That's in fact a difficulty, and therefore it seems that the Shita that holds that in our Mishnah, well, everyone holds in our Mishnah, it means the sunburnt ones, but the Shita that holds that in the Mishnah and the Maya, it means windblown dates, seems to be the more authoritative Shita. So then we move on in Allah and the Mishnah. Is that if you have many different minim in front of you, so Rabbi Yudad said that if you have min shiva, if you have one of the Zion minim, the Shenishtabcha ben Eretz Yisrael in front of you, you make a bracha on that, and the Chachamim say, no, whatever one you want, you make a bracha on. Now we're going to see the main focus of the discussion now, Gemara, is what exactly is the circumstance that we're talking about? Are we talking about where you have, let's say, an olive and an apple, where the olive is min shiva, and maybe you like apples better, and that's the discussion between the Tanakam, between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, but both of them are bar priyeh. So the issue is, you're only going to make a bracha on one of them, and that bracha is going to pater the other, but there's only going to be one bracha. And the whole machlokas is, which food should you say the bracha on? Or no, maybe this machlokas is not about where you're making one bracha. It's where you have two different items. You have rice and an olive, and you happen to like rice better. So the question is, in the Mishnah, you're going to make two brachos, rice is a mezonos, and it's not one of the shivas aminim, the apples are, the olive is ha'et, you're going to make two different brachos, which bracha should you make first? Not which bracha should you make, which bracha should you make first? It's an issue of kedima. So that's going to be the two opinions in the Gemara. So let's see. Ha'ilvan aminim harbe, Amar ula, machlokas b'shebirchos sein shavos. The whole machlokas in our Mishnah is you have two items that are both ha'ets in front of you. They both have the same bracha. Rabbi Yehuda savar min shiva adif, Rabbanan savri min chaviv adif. Rabbi Yehuda holds whichever one is the shiva saminim, that one comes first, and the Rabbanan hold whichever one you like more. That's the one that comes first. How do we define as chav? How do we define chaviv? So Shulchan Aruch and some Reshit Aleph quotes a machlokas between the Rosh and the Rambam. Does chaviv mean chaviv ba'us hashah or ragilios chaviv? How do we define chaviv? Is chaviv what I want more right now? I'm more in the mood for. Is that the definition of chaviv? Or is chaviv something that generally is something that I like more, even though right now I may be less in the mood for it? This seems to be a machlokas whether we're more oriented toward the cheftzo or the gavra, meaning we're more oriented toward the hana'as hagavra, or more oriented toward thanking Hashem for giving me more chashva cheftza. Meaning, we said before, we said a couple of times already, that when it comes to a bracha rishona, there are two dinim in bracha rishona. There's a din asa lahanas mel mazah below bracha. Legabe that din, everything might as well be a shahakal. You just need to say a bracha in order to get enough mel mazah. But then we also saw in yesterday's daf, that for each item that Hashem gives us, we have to express the uniqueness of that item in the bracha. That seems to be more focused on the object itself, on the food itself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me this chashva item. Whereas Aslanos Mel Mazeh Blo Bracha seems to be more focused on my hana'a. So if you say that it's a din in, that the din of bracha rishon emphasizes more my hana'a, so whatever I'm more in the mood for is going to give me more hana'a right now, I would define that as chaviv. But if you say that a bracha rishona should emphasize not my hana'a, but should emphasize more the tain lo me'ein berchosav, this chashva item that Hashem gave me, and I want to speak about how great that item is and show appreciation about how great that item is, so then it would depend on what's generally more chaviv, not what I'm more in the mood for. So that machlokas rishonim may relate back to that chakira. So anyway, the Gemara said, according to Ula, when it's the same bracha, that's where we have a machlokas in the Mishnah. Aval b'shein berchosein shavos, but you have two items that have different brachos. Divrei akol mevarich al zeh v'chol zeh mevarich al zeh. then everyone will say that you make a bracha on one item, then you make a bracha on the other item. So either way, you're making two brachas. So the machlokas in the Mishnah doesn't apply. So frankly, Gemara, wait a second. If you have in front of you a radish and an olive, so you make a bracha on the radish, and that potters the olive. So how does that work? Doesn't that show that you're making a bracha on one and pottering the other? So answer Gemara, no. Hachmei askinan kashat tznon ikar. In that case, we're talking about where the tznon was the ikar, and therefore that olive was not going to require a bracha at all, because kol shu ikar v'imo tvela, you're only mevarich on the ikar, you're not mevarich on the tafel at all. Rashi just points out, when we said ein berchosei and shavos, that one bracha doesn't pater both of them when they don't have the same bracha. Rashi says, wait a second, is that really true? Didn't we say yesterday that if you make a bracha of Baruch Pri Adama and Perosi Ilan, you're Yotze? So Rashi says, Rashi says, yeah, it's true if you make a mistake and you're eating an apple and you accidentally say Baruch Pri Adama, yeah, then it works. But if you have two different foods in front of you and you make a bracha on, let's say an olive and a red pepper, and you make a bracha Baruch Pri Adama on the red pepper, you can't then just eat the olive. You still need to make a separate Baruch Pri Adama on the olive. That's a bidyeved when you made a mistake on the fruit, you made a Baruch Pri Adama. But otherwise, we would not say that it would cover it. So that's Rashi's point. Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Reish Vav, Siv Beis, that if you have a fruit and a vegetable in front of you, and you make a Baruch Pri Adama with the Kavana to pater both, you're Yotze with that bracha. So the Achronim point out, wait a second, Rashi just said that if you have two items, a fruit and a vegetable, and you make a bracha only on the vegetable, it doesn't pater the eitz. So the Pashat is, Shulchan Aruch pulls this from Rabbeinu Yonah in the back of our Gemara, where Rabbeinu Yonah writes, Afal gav sheshenin not like Rashi made the chiluk between when you have one min in front of you versus when you have two minim in front of you. The Rabbeinu Yonah points out, when you're having kavana, if you have an apple and a red pepper in front of you, and you have kavana when you make a bracha of Baruch Pri Adama that it should go on the apple also, then you're Yotze. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. Whereas when you're not having kavana that it should cover the apple, then obviously you're not going to be Yotze. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter now. Ihachi, Ema Seifa, so if that's the case that we're talking about, that the Tznon is the Iker, so why the Seifa says, Rabbi Yehuda Mabarich al Zayin, Shai Zayin Min Shiva, Rabbi Yehuda says you make a brach on the olive, because the olive is for one of the Shiva Saminim, let's say the Rabbi Yehuda Adetan, Kol Shu Iker V'yimot Tfeila, Mabarich al Iker, Potas Tfeila, does Rabbi Yehuda not hold of the rule that we always hold of, that when you have an Iker and a Tafel, you make a brach on the Iker, and you don't have to make a brach on the Tafel? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say you make a brach on the Zayis? V'chite, Machinami de Lesley, and if you want to say, yeah, maybe Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of that rule, but it can't be that he doesn't hold to that rule. Vatanya, we have a brisa. Rabbi Yudomer im machmas tznon bahazayis mevarich al tznon upoter as hazayis. If you're only having the olive as a result of the radish, so then you make a brach on the radish, and that patras hazayis. You see, Rabbi Yudomer clearly holds the rule of ikra and tafel. So why doesn't he apply the rule of ikra and tafel over here? Says Gemara liolim b'tznon ikra askinan. Clearly, we're dealing with a case where the radish is ikar. Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan are arguing about something else entirely. This is how to read it. If you have a radish and an olive, that clearly, if the tznon is ikar, the zayis is only a tafel, everyone would agree. You make a bracha on the ikar, not the tafel. Good, it's very clear. Aval eina tznon ikar, but what if the radish is not the ikar? So divrei kol mevarich al zeh v'chozeh mevarich al zeh. So then everyone would agree, each one requires its own bracha. There are two separate brachos. So you make two separate brachos. It's not an issue. Again, the whole discussion of our Mishnah of which bracha to make is when you're only going to make one bracha. But over here, you're going to make two separate brachos. And in general, when you have two minim in front of you that have the same bracha, whichever one you want, that's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mevarich al Zayish, HaZayish Min Shiva. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you have two minim in front of you. If one of them is from the Shiva Saminim, make a bracha on that one first, because that, by definition, is more Chashuv. So it seems that same chakira I said before about which one about the nature of bracha rishona could be said in a different level to explain the machlokas tanaim also. I mean, tanaim argue, let's say you have shivas aminim and something else that's also bar priya eitz, which one do you make the bracha on? Rabbi Yehuda says shivas aminim because it's more chashuv. The rabbanon say whichever one you like more. Again, machlokas seems to be about what the emphasis of the bracha should be. Is the emphasis of the bracha that this is a more chashuv item, or is the emphasis of the bracha what I'm going to personally get more hanah from? I happen to not like olives. I like apples, so I'm going to get more hana from an apple than I will from an olive. So it seems to be totally again on that same issue of whether it's a din in aslanus mel mazabla bracha or tein lo main brachosav kolim v'min tein lo main brachosav. Pligav Rabbi Ami Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. There is a machlokas Rabbi Ami Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Chadam machlokas b'shebrichsei and shavos. One says the machlokas in our Mishnah is when you have two items that are the same bracha, so there's only going to be one bracha. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha min shavadiv, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha min chavadiv. Rabbi Yitzchak says make that one bracha on shivas aminim, and the Rabbanan say no, make it on whatever you like best. Avol b'shein b'chsei and shavos. But when they don't have the same bracha, divrei kolim varich alzev chosim varich alzeh, then everyone would say make a bracha on one, then the other doesn't matter. And the other one would say, no, even when they don't have the same bracha, there's a machlokas which bracha to make first. So Bishlam Manyam Brichshavachsein Shavas Machlokas Shapir says Gemara. Wait a second. If you say the machlokas is when they have the same bracha, I understand what the machlokas is. Only one of them is going to get a bracha, so you have to argue about which one gets a bracha. Al Manyam Brichshavachsein Shavas Pligi, but my Pligi. But if you're arguing about a case where you have an apple and a piece of cake or rice, let's say a piece of cake is Shavas Aminu, an apple and rice in front of you. If that's the machlokas, what are they arguing about? You have to make a bracha on both. We know the answer. You make a bracha on both. So what's the machlokas? So I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah lahaktim. We gave it away before already. The machlokas is not not which one you make a bracha on. You're going to make a bracha on both. The machlokas is which one you make a bracha on first. Which one gets the bracha first before the other one? Even within the world of Shivas Aminim, there is a Seder Kedima of brachos. Whichever one comes earlier in the Pasuk, gets a bracha first. Shenemar, Pasuk says, Eretz, Chita, Usaora, V'gefen, Uteena, V'rimon, Eretz Zeis Shemen, Udvash. So it has to go in that order. The Shivas Aminim go in that order. Upligad Rabbi Chanan, and this is against Rabbi Chanan. Dam Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan says no. The reason the pasuk highlights these seven things is kala pasuk kulo l'shiurin emar. The entire pasuk is there to tell me that these are the seven different shiurim we find for different halachas, and the Gemara is going to go through what the seven shiurim are that we learn from that pasuk. If you look at Rashi, Upligad Rabbi Chanan, Had Rabbi Yitzchak Dam Rabbi Muktam Kodum Lebracha. Alma krala shevach eretz Yisrael ba sheyesh ba perus hachashuvim halalu umanu kaseder chashivusam. Meaning, if you say that the pasuk is going in order of brachos, what do you mean in order of brachos? There is no din of brachos midal raisa. The pasuk can't be. There's no din of brachos hanan in bracha rishona midal raisa. Pasuk can't be telling me the dinim of brachos. No, what the pasuk is telling me is how great eretz Yisrael is. So the pasuk is listing off the great shevach of eretz Yisrael by all the great things that it has. So it starts with the greatest and works its way down. And that has a nafka mina for brachos. Because when it comes to brachos, you have to make a bracha on the most chash of a thing. But it's telling me about the shevach of Eretz Yisrael. So that's against Rabbi Chanan, because Rabbi Chanan says it's not about the shevach of Eretz Yisrael at all. The pasuk is about all these different shiurim, all these different halachos of shiurim. What are the different halachos of shiurim? So the Gemara goes on now. Chita ditnan hanichnas abayis hamenuga v'kelev al kseifav. If a person goes into a house that has tzaras, the only type of tumah other than tumas ohel that could be contracted just by being in a room when you're not touching anything in particular or you're not in contact with anything, just by being in the room is tumas tzaras. You go into the house that has tzaras and you become tameh if you wait there long enough. So when he's wearing kelev al kseifav, if he has his clothing wrapped around his shoulder, v'sandal v'taba osav biyadav, and he has his shoes and his rings in his hands, hu v'hein tamei miyad. So everything is tamei right away. Meaning he's not wearing these items; he's carrying these items. He has his clothing thrown over his shoulder, his shoes he's holding in his hand, so that's tamei immediately. There is a discussion. The Shar Mitzvah Balacha quotes Machlokas Aposkim. Why do we say Kalev al Kseifav and Sandalav Tabosav Biyadav? Isn't Kalev means his clothing? So isn't Sandalav, aren't his shoes part of his clothing? So as Machlokas Aposkim, Shvus Yaakov and Rav Yosef Engel, are shoes considered clothing? When a person says that for halacha, you have to wear big day Shabbos, do you need Shabbos shoes also? Or only Minuk seems to be, yeah. But what's the halacha? Does it require special shoes for Shabbos also? Or only Shabbos clothing? So that seems to be Machlok Saposkim. I forgot who says what. But they both bring a riot from this Gemara. One of them says that it says Kalev Aksefa, but then separately it says Sandalav. So Sandalav seems separate, that it's not included in Kalev. It's not included in your clothing. The other one says, no, you see that it counts as clothing because it's all put together in the same halacha. It's all the same idea. So Hayalavash Kalev Sandalav Baraglav, but if you're wearing your Kalim and your shoes are on your feet, Vitabosav Betzbosav, and your rings are on your fingers, Hu Tamei Miyad, so the person is going to be Tamei the second he walks into the Bayis HaMenuga. But Vehein Tahorin Achisha Bekatei Achilas Pas Chitin Velo Pas Sa'orin But Mesav Yachlam Beliftan. But his clothing is going to be Tahar until he stays in the house long enough to be able to eat a pras, a half a loaf of wheat bread, not barley bread, which takes longer to digest and longer to eat. Eating it in a relaxed way, mesav, eating it with something that's malafes asapas, with some sort of condiment on the bread. That amount of time is the amount of time that he would have to wait in that house in order for his clothing to become tamei. So we see the shear relates to chitim, the shear relates to wheat. Good, next item in the pasuk, sa'ora. What shear relates to barley? Tetran, etzem kisa'ora, a bone the size of the sa'ora, metame magma masaveina metame ba'ohel, is large enough to be metame by touching it, by carrying it, not large enough to be metame ba'ohel. Very rarely comes up. I just had a shayla recently. A few months ago, we discussed at Shalosh Shudas once. A dentist called me and asked me about using bone implants. That he was, the dentist was a Kohen, he had patients that were Kohanim, so he wanted to know, could he use it? Is that a problem of Tumas Maga? Very fascinating topic, but not for now. But that's the din of Etzem Kisora. If it's the size of a Sora, you don't have to worry about your Kohen patients coming to the room, because it's not Metame Ba'ol anyway. But it is Metame Mago Masa. It's Metame when it touches, and it's Metame by carrying it around. The guy might be carrying it around in his mouth, so that's why that's a Shaila. Gefen, where's the shear of Gefen? Kedei Revi'is Yayin Lenin. A Nazir, when he drinks a revius of Yayin, is going to be in violation of his Nazirus. Not only drinking revius of Yayin, we know Nazir is not allowed to have any grape products. Nazir can't eat grapes, can't eat the dregs of the grapes. So that Rashi points it out. Ochel chatzanim v'zagim v'lovin kishir revius Yayin chayiv. Normally, this is an unusual halacha. Normally, when it comes to shiuri achila, when it comes to eating the shir is always a kazayis. By drinking, the shir is always a revius. But when it comes to a Nazir, even things that he eats, even things that are solids, have a shear of a revius. Nazir, the shear is always going to be a revius. There are other exceptions. Dam, for instance, shear is bekazayis. The isra v'achil is dam, the shear is bekazayis, even though dam is a liquid. Te'ena, what's the shear of te'ena? Kigrogras l'tzalas Shabbos. The halacha is, the minimum size item that you could be chayiv on for carrying on Shabbos is the size of a fig. Rimon, where do we ever find a shear of a pomegranate? Kedetran, kol klei balei batim shirum k'rimonim. That when you have a kli, if the kli is broken, it becomes tahar, because it's no longer usable. How broken is considered broken? How big of a hole does the kli need to have? So if it's a kli of a balabas, so balei batim generally don't throw out their kelim as quickly, because they have they like their own stuff. So if it has a hole in it the size of a rimon, you try to fill it up with apples, you'll notice slowly that apples will be falling out of it. So that's when it's no longer usable. That's when it becomes tahar. So Eretz Zeis Shemen, where do we find olives play a role? So Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, well, that's everything. Eretz Shekol Shiurei Kazeisim. The shear of everything in every halacha is always a kazayis. Says Mar, Kol Shira Salkadaitach, Veikanach Damron. You just listed five other things that are not Shirim Bekazayis. How can you say all the Shirim are Kazayis? So says the Gemara, no, Ela Eretz Rov Shira Kazayisim. We mean to say Rov Shirim are Kazayis. The Shira Bekazayis applies almost everywhere. As Rashi points out, Shirov Shireha, Achilas Chelev, Dam, Nosar, Pigel, all these Yisurei Achila, they're all Kazayis, all the Yisurim in the Torah, the Shira Achilas Kazayis. Why is Rashi so negative? Couldn't Rashi have said Achilas Matzah, right? Achilas Karbanos? Could have spoken about mitzvos that are also the definition of Achilas, Kazayis, say mitzvos. So there is a, I once saw, I think from the Tzlach, I'm not sure, I once saw one of the Akronim explain that the Rush points out in Maseches Baba Kama that whenever you have Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai always has to come to be Mekel, not to be Machmir. If the Torah never would have told me that Achilas Kazayis, what would I have thought the definition of Achila is? When the Torah says, eat matzah, don't eat pig, what would I naturally assume is the shear? So naturally we'd assume anything, whatever you eat. It doesn't have to be any measure. You eat any part of it, any small amount, even much less than a gezayis, I would have naturally assumed. So is this halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that a kezayis is a shir achila, is that a chumra or a kula? So it depends. When it comes to isurim, that I would have thought that it's even asr to eat, that I'm even chayev for eating a mashahu of chazer, a mashahu of chaylev. So then the halacha l'moshe m'sinai comes and tells me, no, you're only going to be chayev if you eat a kezayis. So that's a significant kula. When it comes to a mitzvah, it's a chumra. I would have thought I could take a little bite of matzah and a miyotze. Comes along the shir, and the shir tells me a chumra, that you have to have a larger amount. So Rashi tries to emphasize the isurim, because Rashi says, no, be'etzem, really this is a major kula. Because look at all the isurim in the Torah, chelev, dam, noser, pigel, all these things you should have been chayev on when you had a mashuhu. So the halach l'moshe m'sinai, be'etzem is a kula. So don't ask a kasha that halach l'moshe m'sinai can't be a chumra. How could it be a chumra when it comes to matzah? Because really it's a kula. It just happens to be that it redefines achila. So once it redefines achila, it has some chumras associated with it as well, once you're going to redefine achila. Tzach has another also very chashva ha'ara relating to chatzi shir. He says, if you hold it, the whole pasuk is all about shiurim, that the entire pasuk is about shiurim for all these different halachos. Why is it said in the context of praising Eretz Yisrael? My mitzvah of achilas matzah is in chutz l'aretz the same way it's in Eretz Yisrael. My Yisrael eating chaylev is in chutz l'aretz the same way. So why is it in the context of Eretz, the land that has all these things, that has all these shurim? The shurim don't apply to the land at all. It has nothing to do with the land. So says the Tzlach, what do you need a shear for? The halach is chatzi shear is asr min haTorah. If I have an isra, I'm not allowed to eat chaylev, I'm not even allowed to eat a chatzi shear of chaylev. Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat something the size of a date. You're not even allowed to eat a chatzi shear the size of a date. Midoraisa, it's an isra doraisa. What's the difference between a chatzi shear and a full shear? The onesh. When you eat a full shear, you're chayiv an onesh for eating a full shear. Where do onshim apply? That's only in Eretz Yisrael, when we have batei din in Eretz Yisrael. Only musmachim can give us the onshim of malchus and everything else. Only when we have that, can we have the regular beis din, the chutz laaretz, could deal with dinei mamonos, can't give us onshim. So that's why it's dafka said in the context of Eretz Yisrael. I thought that was a beautiful aura from the Tzlach. Still have one more item on the list. Devash, kikosevus hagasa b'yom ha-kippurim, like we just mentioned. Why do we mention honey? Because when we mention honey in the pasuk, we're not praising Eretz Yisrael for the bee honey. We're praising Eretz Yisrael for the date honey, the honey that comes from dates. So the date is one of the important shirim also. That's the shir of achila on Yom Kippur, that if you eat less than a kosevus, you're not chayiv in Yom Kippur. Again, it is chatzi shir asam in haTorah. It's just one's not going to be chayiv. So all the items in this pasuk are there just to give me shiurim. It's not to tell me which one is chaviv and which one you make a bracha on first. The idach, the other shita that says that it's all about the chavivus. What are they going to do with all these shiurim? Hani shiurim behed yamiksivi. The pasuk doesn't say any of these shiurim. The pasuk just lists seven food items. It never even gives any hint to these shiurim. Elamid rabbanim across machtav yalma. Clearly, the shiurim are midrabanan, and the pasuk is just an asmachta bialma. It can't be that these shiurim are actually being referred to in the pasuk. So that's a very interesting line, midrabanan. So if you look on the side of the page, it changes it. That ella hilchasaninhu. These shiurim are not the rabbanon; they're halacha l'moshe m'sinai. It is the shiurim do apply minatora, the din of onesh. That you only get an onesh on a full shiur is a din minatora, but it's not a din minatora from the psukim; it's a din minatora from halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Rav Chisav Rav Amnuna have Yasu Bisudasa. Rav Chisav Rav Amnuna were having a meal together. Aisul Kamei Tamri Verimoni. So they brought in front of them tamarim. They brought dates and pomegranates. So Shakla Rav Amnuna Baruch Tamri Bereisha. He first made a brach on the dates. Now, if you look at the list of the seven items, dates were the last thing. That's dvash. So how could you make a brach on the dates first? So Amle Rav Chista Lo Sviru Leimar LaHadam Rav Yosef Vitem Rav Yitzchak Kalamuktam Pasuk Zeh Kodum LeBracha. Don't you hold in that pasuk that whatever comes earlier in the pasuk comes first for the bracha? How could you say that? How could you make a bracha on the dates first? So Amalei Zeh Sheni LaAretz VeZeh Chamishi LaAretz doesn't mean whichever is first in the pasuk. It means whichever is closer to the word aretz in the pasuk. Now the thing is, the word aretz appears twice in the pasuk. So Tamarim are Sheni LaAretz, are two words removed from the word aretz. So since it's two words removed from the word aretz, as opposed to the rimon, which is five words removed from the aretz that precedes it, so that's why the tamarim are considered more chashuv. Amar Lei, so he said, wow, that's brilliant. Man yavla nagri de parzla minashmi incha. I wish I had iron legs so I can go hear you wherever you go. Apparently he traveled a lot, or he was a long distance to go hear him all the time. If I had iron legs, it would be worth it to travel wherever you are to go hear you. It says, Tosos. So wait a second. What happens if you have Mikol Makom Hechadika Chita Vizayis? Osaorim Utmarim. What if you have Chita and Zayis? Why Chita and Zayis? Chita is the first item in the pasuk. It's one word removed from Aretz, and Zayis is the first thing mentioned after the second Aretz. So if you have Chita and Zayis, or you have Saorim Utmarim, both of them are two words removed from the art. So which one comes first then? If they're the same amount of... Yeah, if it's just seven things in order, then it's easy. There's always kedima between the list. But if it's all about aretz, so then there's not always kedima. Afagav deshavin la'aretz mikol makam muktam b'pasuk da'inu la'aretz rishon yakim l'bracha. Then you go back to whichever one is earlier in the pasuk. So even if you hold that it relates to aretz, you still think being earlier in the pasuk makes some sort of difference, just not as much of a difference as being close to the word aretz. Itmar hivil lefneim te'enim v'anavim b'toch ha'suda. If a person is in the middle of a meal, so this sugya now that we're about to go into is the sugya of brachos on appetizers, fruits, desserts. When do you make brachos? When do you not make brachos? So it's a very very unclear in the Gemara how to get to halacha lemaisa, but we'll do our best. Hivil lefneim te'enim v'anavim. If a person, if they bring you figs and grapes b'toch ha'suda, the middle of the meal. You need a bracha rishona, you don't need to make a bracha achrona. But it doesn't need a bracha rishona. And then Rav Nachman also says, bracha rishona, yes, not a bracha achrona. Rav Sheshes Amar, tunim bracha bein lefneim bein lachrein. Rav Sheshes says, no, needs a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona. Shein lecha davar shaton bracha lefana vein ton bracha lachrav el pasa babakisim levad. The only thing that will require a bracha rishona and not a bracha achrona is pasa babakisim. Rashi says, pasa babakisim laachra achilu ubirchsa mazin hayu regilim lahavi kisim vein klayos vishayafan lev gedarmin ba'al mahani kisim demal liba umvini mahin pas sheni losha im tav. He describes how they would make it, but what did he say? They would have these things after the meal and after Birchas Hamazon. So it would not require a new bracha me'in gimel, would not require an alamichya, because it's already covered somehow. But it does require a bracha rishona. Very difficult Rashi. Why does it not require? So Rashi says they would only eat a davar muat. Sounds like we wouldn't need a full shir. But then what's the chiddush? That it doesn't require a bracha achrona. But whatever it is, apparently pasa babakisim is the only thing that gets a bracha rishona, not a bracha achrona. Fruits, if you're going to make a bracha rishona, you make a bracha achrona as well, even in the middle of the meal. Upligad Rabbi Chiya, and this is against Rabbi Chiya. Dam Rabbi Chiya, pas poteres kol mine machel, v'yayin poter kol mine mashkim. That whenever you have bread in a meal, the bread potters all other foods that you're going to eat, whether it's a bracha, both from bracha rishona and bracha achrona, and wine potters all different drinks that you're going to have during the meal. Wine potters it all. Does grape juice also potter all different drinks? So there, first of all, even with wine, there are a lot of prate dinim. The Taz quotes from the Mordechai, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, that it's only when the mashkin is that you have when the other drinks you're going to have is lefanav, is a drink that's in front of you at the time that you make a bracha on the wine. And also there's a shita quoted in the Rashba that it's only when you drink wine bekvius, not when you just have a little sip of wine because you have to for kiddush. And also, according to everybody, it only helps. It doesn't help if you only drink a little bit. Not only does it have to be bekvius, but everyone would say that if it's even if it's not bekvius, you at least have to have a revius if you want the wine to count. But what about grape juice? Does grape juice also work to pater everything else? So yain poter kol minei mashkin, the Rishonim write, Tosos, the Rush, all the Rishonim write, l'fisha ikar mashkahu vu rosh l'kol minei mashkin, because it's such a chashva drink, it's the number one drink that a person has. So Rav Eliyashiv is of the opinion that won't apply to grape juice, because grape juice is not the ikar mashka, it's not misameach, so therefore it's not going to pat, it's not kashal l'nesachim, so it's not going to pater all other drinks. Amrav Papa, hilksa dvar mabah machmas suda betocha suda, enum tunim brach lo lefnem vol achreim. Something that comes because of the meal, during the meal, does not require a bracha rishona nor a bracha achrona. It's part of the meal. V'shalom machmas suda, something that comes not because of the meal, betocha suda, during the meal, tunim brach lefnem vein tunim brach lachreim, will require a bracha rishona, will not require a bracha achrona. Major machlokas Rashi and Tosafot over here, Rashi holds kugel needs a bracha rishona. Unbelievable chiddush, we don't pass in that way. La'achra suda, something that comes after the meal, tunim bracha bein lefnem bein lachreim, will require a bracha, both bracha rishona and bracha achrona. Shalos ben zomne ma'am udvarim ba machsuda betocha suda en tunim bracha lefnem vol lachreim. Why do they say that something that comes because of the meal, during the meal, does not require a bracha? Amalem holva pas potartan, because the bread already covers it. Ihach yayin ami niftere pas. So then, why do you make a bracha on yayin? Shouldn't the bread already cover it? No, shiny yayin the garden bracha leatzma. Yayin is so chashv, it gets its own bracha all over the place. So the pas is not going to cover the yayin. We'll explain that tomorrow and pick up from there.